Oh, if you fix it right, it's what I call a regular German deal. And Dale's dad, he can fix them things when they're really good.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what he called them. He had some name, some German name he called them.
Wurst.
Yeah, that's what it is. Wurst. But he put a lot of, pepper or garlic.
Yeah.
Boy, he makes them suckers pretty good in the wintertime. Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Well, we never did do them, but I think wash is what he called them.
Did you used to grind up meat and fat and seasoning and put it
in
the
bag? Yeah, we call it sausage. But it's not near as good as what that's the deal he'd make up down there.
You ever have anything called chitlins or chitterlins? Or
what part is that now?
Well, that's the inside that's cooked, or fried. Comes out real crisp, not like potato chips.
Well, that's what you get when you press your lard through a lard press.
Oh, and that's what's left over, huh?
Yeah, you see, on your lard, you take all your lard off your hands and shoulders. That's all your fat, you know, your little white fat. And you cut that up in chunks and you put it on a fire in a pan. And you cook that stuff till it's done. And of course, while it's cooking, a lot of time, a lot of this lard will melt on out of the meat. Then you take this meat and put it in this old lard press and press on it. And when you get it, the lard all pressed out, you open the back up and you got a hold it about like a flat cake of them. And I don't think that's the right name we call them that you said a while ago. But they are about like
cracklings?
Yeah, cracklings. You ever eat them?
Yeah.
They're pretty good, but pretty greasy.
Yeah.
If you get that lard cooked about right, you know, them things really, really do turn brown good.
They sell them now. They put them up in little cellophane bags.
They do.
Sell them for dimes.
Them's good dog food. A lot of fat in them.
It's good people food,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Once in a while, we used to cook lard like that and then take a potato. Cut it up in chunks and throw it in there.
Oh boy,
and that old potato would really be cooked about right. Be like a french fry in that grease.
Did you your mother ever take cornmeal and make sticks out of it and cook that in grease?
No, I don't remember she ever did it.
I'm thinking of hush puppies now or something like that. Did she ever make corn pones?
That's the only time she ever made, used cornbread. It's just regular cornbread. I mean, cornmeal. I never really must have cornbread either.
Now, what do you call it when, it's late in the afternoon, the animals are hungry? You say, well, it's
feeding time, chore time.
What would you call your cows if you wanted them to come in from the pasture? Or how would you get them in?
Well, you just up and call them a funny noise, and they get kind of used to that.
Any special noise?
No, just let out a big old war whoop again.
Cows? Or?
Yeah.
One man told me he used his pickup horn.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, nowadays a lot of them use a pickup horn. You get them used to it, and they'll come, and then, about any catalog nowadays, you'll see what they call a regular cow collar. You put on your pickup or car. They make a big old noise, sound like a... All they claim sound is like an old cow bawling, but real loud. And they claim they're sure will get them in. A lot of your big ranchers, you know, where they got big pastures over with canes and hills and stuff. They use them. They claim they'll work good.
I'll take a pill. Now, you mentioned a canyon. What's that?
All the big old deep washout, maybe, no, you mean 30, 40 foot deep, where the water is washed it out, just channel it out, coming off of a hillside or something. And down in the canyon, a lot of times you find cedar trees down in them, or on the side of them, slope of them.
If you were going to milk a cow and you wanted her to stand still, what would you tell her?
Oh, I